Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, J, baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast through REI Radio and Radio Pushes, honey. And tonight, my people, tonight, I have a special treat for you. My guy, Mr. Mike Anthony, is in the building. What's up with you, honey?
What's going on? What's going on? It's your boy, Mike Anthony. How's everybody doing?
Hey, we glad that you're able to bless us tonight on these waves. Now, Mr. Mike Anthony, now that I have you in my grasp, we're going to do this right. You feel me? Now, I ran across a couple of different tracks, you know what I'm saying, on SoundCloud.com/MikeAnthonii. And you know what I'm saying? I was surprised by your track called Own It. Now, this slowed some for my people that ain't heard it yet, which y'all need to go slide your ears across that jump right there. You know what I'm saying? It's a slow and sexy type of track. You know what I'm saying? And it opens up with the beat and it had me on some, okay, Mr. Mike Anthony is about to have me on some ground and sexy. So I let that jump play and my boy, you had me ready. That jump right there, once that bass dropped and you started singing, I was like, okay, I'm ready for you to take me away. So why don't you go ahead and tell them people and talk to them people about that good old track, Own It.
Okay, yeah, man. What's up, my people? How y'all doing, man? So that track, Own It, man, it resonated from a place of how can I say, grown and sexy, right? So, it came about just like just taking it into a situation of like a fantasy, right? So in all of our male fantasies, right? When we think about women, we always want to own it. So I was just like, okay. How can I put this in a literal way, but really make it a fantasy way? So I was like, okay, let me put some words together. I linked with my guy, Eric Michael, who made the beat, the production, and everything, and we made it work. We made that track in about, it took us about 30 minutes. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Ooh. Impressive.
Like 30 minutes. It was like 30 minutes, and then we had to tweak a few things, and it was like, okay. I would say overall like 45 minutes, but it's definitely a dope track for the ladies and also for the guys. You got your ladies, so if you want to throw that on and you know you about to do your 1-2, that's what you do, you heard?
Yeah, y'all need to go check that out, my guys and my girls. My God, if you're trying to steal the panties off the girl from the next to you, you know what I'm saying? You want to slide that track in and just get it in, you feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I know. But, now you can hear the professionalism all over that track. So on the Dream Hustle Win podcast, we always like to drop a few jewels, you know what I'm saying, to the people that's listening out here because we got people that listen for all types of reasons. So why don't you talk to my people about the importance of utilizing your time in the studio correctly? Because as you know, Cassie wanted in there and drink and have broads and smoke and all this other stuff that ain't got nothing to do with the goddamn track. So... why don't you go ahead and talk to my people real quick about, you know what I mean, the importance of utilizing the time.
Exactly. So I would say when you go in there, just make sure that even, I know people have their different styles of recording music. And, you know, now in this day and age, it's you got your drugs, you got all that in there. But you want to make sure that your time, just like you said, your time is used wisely. You want to go in there and then have business done, and then once you have business done, you can do whatever you want to do. So the way I set it up is I go in there already with a template. I'm not really a big writer, just for the simple fact that I've been freestyling most of the things that I record. I usually freestyle them, but I'll go in there with an infrastructure already of what I want to do, and then I'll just get to work and make sure that I'm putting 110% into what I'm trying to do, because just like I said, your time and money is very valuable. You spend time in there and you only get half a track done, you got to be able to go in the studio, get 3 to 4 tracks done in 2 hours. Right? So you want to be able to make it like that. So you know what I mean? So
I said, my boy said 3 to 4. Look, work. Y'all better get in there and do that damn thing. Y'all hear my boy out here doing things. He pushing them out. You feel me? And I want to go ahead and allow you to go ahead and talk to my people and tell them exactly where they can find you. Also, go ahead and spit out all your social media handles. Spell it out real slow. There's nowhere to go.
Yes. So you can follow me on IG at MikeAnthony_music. I'm going to spell that out for y'all, okay? MikeAnthony_music. That's my IG. And then my Snapchat is Mike Anthony with the two I's, MikeAnthony. That's all my iTunes, YouTube is all Mike Anthony for music. I'm the only Mike Anthony, so if you see another page, that is not me. Okay, so that's all my social media right there. You can find me, and all you can find all my music pages through there too. So everything is lit. Everything lit.
He ain't lying that everything is lit. So y'all need to make sure y'all check him out. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check my boy, Mike Anthony, MikeAnthony. Get it right. You know what I'm saying? Go and check him out. Now, I want to talk to you because, like I said, I split my ear across a couple of your joints. Now, your joint Liar, the beat selection, awesome. You feel me? Awesome. Then you came with the Jones, I'm a Liar, on your Trigger Trey tip. You feel me? And I had to raise one eyebrow and chuckle to myself because I was like, my boy is on a real tip on this one. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Uh-huh.
And you killed it. And but I want you to talk about this track right here because on this one, as far as we concern, your ass is a liar, a cheat, and a shit, according to what you say. So tell me about the inspiration of that one, honey, because you was a little too honest about that.
Yeah. So the way that came about was we never had anybody that was transparent, right? Telling like,
definitely,
this is, I ain't shit, right? So I just was like, I was thinking about it like, yeah, I done had my time and my shares of whatever the case may be. Let me just, once you own what you done, not even own it, but more so like drawn from not only your experiences, but your homeboys' experiences and stuff like that. You look at it and you be like, oh shit, let me put this together and let me just tell the ladies the truth. Like, listen, I'm a liar. Like, hey, so it was just one of those things where I was just like, I was trying to be clever with it and be like, okay, transparent and clever at the same time.
Yo, you definitely was. I'm not even going to lie to you. And the crazy thing is about it, but sometimes the more you tell a broad, yo, I'm a liar. You don't even know. I be having broads. I be woo, 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 woo. They want to come around and try to change your ass, and then you just end up with more pussy than you're supposed to have. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. But hats off to you, you know what I'm saying, about how you did that on that track. You know what I'm saying? You put that track together very nicely. You know what I'm saying? And you were able to convey, you know, your experience and, you know what I'm saying, in a way that, you know, is openly acceptable. You know what I'm saying? So I really want you to talk to the people about your process that you go through and taking those experiences and, like, the steps you take towards turning them into a successful song.
Yeah, so the steps I take is I don't rush the process, right? It has to be authentic, right? So I'm not going to just take a situation say if I went through something tomorrow and then I'm writing about it, then I let it come to a callus and be able to be something before I don't want to prematurely put something out and the situation that I'm going through isn't even done yet. So that's the process I go through. Once I go through something, I let it come to a halt and to a standstill where it's done, and then I'm like, I'll go back to it and draw from it. So that's the way that I do it. That's pretty much how I come up with those concepts as far as like, and then I draw from even family members or friends situation. It doesn't always have to be me personally going through something. I could draw from a homie situation or a sister situation or anybody's situation and be like, okay, let me try to make a song out of this. All right, so
Definitely, definitely. You are definitely doing your thing. You know, I really appreciate when I get somebody of your caliber on the show, you know what I mean? Because you definitely bring some substance to it. So I suggest that everybody, all y'all, go check out my boy Mike Anthony. He's doing big things out here. So my ladies, y'all need to go on his SoundCloud.com/MikeAnthony. And I suggest you check out that joint called Still Here, honey, because I went ahead and shared that on the James Zick page. And if you didn't find it, honey, you need to go find it right now, play it, you know what I'm saying, and come back in and join us, honey, because we still got more to talk about. But I suggest you go check him out. We're going to allow you one more time to go ahead and spit out your social media handles. Spell it out real slow so they know where to go.
Yeah, got to do it real slow because you go too fast. You might not last, you heard? So let's do it like that. So it's Mike Anthony, MikeAnthony_music, and that's my IG. If you're looking at, for any music content, you can go to iTunes, and that's going to be Mike Anthony, just Mike Anthony, MikeAnthony, and that's for everything else. So my Instagram has the underscore music. Everything else just has the Mike Anthony. There you go.
Yeah, honey, y'all make sure y'all checking my boy out. Like I said, he hot, you know what I'm saying? He got them vocals that'll put you on when you're feeling, honey. So y'all need to go check him out. Make sure you support. Make sure you like, share, comment, subscribe, all of that to my boy, Mike Anthony, you know what I'm saying? Because he's doing big things out here. He's flaming it out, honey. You know what I mean? Now, I was reading across your bio. I was going across your bio, you know what I'm saying? And I saw how you play the drums, the violin, you out here break dancing, you can play basketball, you can play football, and I don't know too many black cats out here with some lacrosse in they under their belt, you know what I'm saying? But you really out here just doing the damn thing. So is it fair to say, you know what I'm saying, that all of that helped you to be a better artist?
I would say, yeah, maybe a little bit sharper, right? So playing all these sports and being like a multi-talented kid, it really taught me a lot how to just put things together and be sharper, and then have that, I guess, that will and that drive to just keep going, because sports is like you can knock down everything, right? So even I transitioned that over to the music, like, hey, Mike, don't stop. No matter what, you have a lane, and even though people are not, you know, I would say they're paying attention, but they're not so grasped on, like, the real R&B, I would say, you still have a lane that's going to come full transition. It's going to come full circle. So do not stop. So that's how sports has helped me in the music a lot. So I would say that helped me.
Definitely, you know what I'm saying? And I would think that it definitely helps, you know what I mean, when on a personal tip. Because for all y'all cast that's out there, I know y'all want to be smoking and drinking and living it up and living a lifestyle, but you definitely got to be in the gym to get your wind up, to be on stage, do what you need to do, and still sound professional, you know what I'm saying? So go ahead and run around, do what you got to do. My boy out here doing what he got to do, like I said. He out here doing millions and millions of things, you know what I mean? So y'all need to go check him out. He is living the example right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, my boy, are there anything, any ways that you're branding right now, branding your name, that we need to be looking out for?
Hey, so right now I'm working with the Radio Pushes, so that's definitely dope as far as branding. But also I went to school for psychology and PR marketing, so I kind of got a gist for that, like a niche for it. So
awesome.
Right now I'm really working on just more so branding the music, making sure that the supporters, the people that are absorbing the content, know exactly where I'm trying to go with the music. So, and I'm trying to just keep them focused and entertained as I'm doing it. So I'm opening up a little bit more about myself so I can grasp that that audience and keep a hold of them. So I'm doing a lot of marketing things right now in the background for the music and for my interaction for my fans and my soon-to-be fans, right? So it's working.
Awesome. Like, I'll definitely be checking you out. You know what I'm saying? I went ahead and hearted some of your step paintings because I was living it. You know what I'm saying? And I run my ear across a lot of music. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely was appreciating exactly what you bring to the game. You know what I mean? You're definitely different. You're very versatile. You know what I'm saying? You're very easy on the ears. And it's a very warm and, like, warm, welcoming sound that you have going on. You know what I'm saying? So all my people out there, y'all need to go check my boy Mike Anthony out, MikeAnthonii. All one running together, honey, because my boy is doing hot things out here. Y'all need to go check him out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to run your ear across his SoundCloud, because I did. For my ladies, y'all go on and check out my page and where I shared his Joan on there still here. That's the one I was stealing, honey. For my guys out there, y'all go on and join. Y'all go on him. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all going to be feeling that because my boy's on his trigger straight tip real nasty. You dig? And for everybody else, y'all go check out that on it because my boy is on it. He's wetting up the drawers out here. You dig? So y'all make sure y'all go check my boy Mike Anthony out. He's doing things out here, honey. Y'all make sure y'all do that because if you don't, you're going to be the only one that's not, honey, and y'all don't want to be left out. Do you? I didn't think so. Y'all make sure y'all check him out. Like I said, MikeAnthonii. Mike Anthony. Don't get it confused, honey. Don't get it confused at all. Y'all make sure y'all go check him out on all social media handles. He's doing things, honey, so you need to go check him out, like I said. Now, my guy. Like, I like to talk to people about, you know, a lot of the time people don't, that are listening, fans, you know, listeners, things like that, you know, on social media, they don't want to really see your struggle. They don't want you to be, they don't want to feel like you're complaining or, you know, you're doing too much in their eye, you know what I'm saying? But they always want to hear the struggle in your music, you know what I'm saying? Hear everything that's going on with you in your music, you know what I'm saying? And I think you do a very good job of portraying that and really just getting that out there, you know what I'm saying? But I want you to talk to these people, you know, about, you know, the importance of, you know, having those hurdles and finding different ways to get over them and overcome them.
Yeah, man, like, some people in life, right, in life, you just have to realize that. So you're gonna have those times where you're going to hit a wall, but, right? So, but then you have to understand that it sounds cliche, but everybody has the same 24 hours. What are you going to do in that 24 hours to carpe diem seize that day and be able to be like, okay, how can I be better than yesterday? Right? How can I be better? Because you can set daily goals. There's nothing wrong with setting daily goals. You don't have to go a year from now because that's so far. But you can control tomorrow, right? So that's what we do as people is that we set these goals 8 months from today, but those goals really aren't obtainable if you don't do them daily. So you got to go day by day. Because if you do 8 months, you're gonna forget about the days in between those 8 months. And when that 8 months is up, you're gonna be like, oh snap, I ain't do anything. So I kind of go when you're going through the struggle, and everybody struggles, but we don't want to make our life about just struggling, right? We want to be able to be like, okay, what is my triumph? What is my go to when I feel the struggle? If you need to go to the gym, if you need to go to the studio, if you need to read a book, write it down. That'll release some tension, that'll release some stress and release some of that struggle because we come from that. As people, we come from struggle. So our goal is not to struggle. But that's just the hand we was dealt, but it's just more so like we gotta get up every day and you gotta get it. You gotta want it. Like you gotta be able to be like, okay, you gotta make that decision. Once you make that decision, like ET the trainer said, you got to want this more than you want to breathe.
No doubt. Right, so, no doubt. And like I wrote in your bio, I heard that one of your favorite sayings is practice makes permanent. And that's perfect for this situation and this conversation. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Practice definitely makes permanent because you want to make things innate. You want to make things a natural ability. You don't want to be doing something and it doesn't come natural to you. You want to be able to do something on the spot without somebody even asking. It becomes permanent. When I played football, when I played basketball, when I played lacrosse, when I played the violin, I practiced so much that still to this day, if I want to pick up a football, a basketball, a violin, drums, I could still do it. with no problems, with my eyes closed, because it's embedded in me.
Okay.
So practice makes perfect.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely. Y'all hear my king out here spitting these jewels. Y'all need to pick them up and wear them around your neck, you know what I'm saying, like a guard. Because he out here doing big things. Y'all need to go ahead and take heed to what he's doing and follow in his footsteps, because my king is out here leading the way, which is what we all need to do for each other, to hold each other up. You feel me? That's what we do on the Dream Hustle Win podcast. So for all my people out there, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I want to give you a chance, Mr. Mike Anthony, to go ahead and shout out anybody that you want to go ahead and rep and show some love to, because we already know that sometimes without no them, there is no you. So go ahead and shout out, hey. Give your shout outs real quick and show them some love.
Hey, for first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to the Most High. You know, give the man up above the praise. So I want to start off with him. Allah, if you call him Allah, Buddha, Jesus, whoever you want to call him, give a shout out to him. And I want to shout out my full team, right? I want to shout out the team. Boston Scoop, that's been my cousin. He was my manager, videographer, all that stuff there. I want to give a shout out to my twin, Ab God. He's doing his thing out here on the fitness. Shout out to my Brody KG. Shout out to my DJ, DJ R1. Shout out to Eric Michael for helping me on the Own It joint and putting the work in for that. And I definitely want to give a shout out to my backbone. My lady, Miss Stacy Lewis, give a shout out to her. Hey. She been holding your boy down for years on this music stuff. So you know you got to shout out the lady. So I mean that's pretty much everybody. You heard?
Yes. I want to give a personal shout out to his whole camp and his lady, Miss Baby. Thank you, honey, for holding him down, because we know that a happy wife make a happy life. Yeah, big. So we glad that you out here and you keep him satisfied, you satisfied, and we glad that you out here blessing us. You know what I'm saying? Mike Anthony, I'm definitely feeling you. I've been watching you. I'm looking out for you. I'm liking, subscribing, sharing. The rest of y'all do the same, because LeJay Baby is up on it, honey. Y'all need to make sure y'all doing it too. Again, I want to thank you from your girl, LeJay Baby, from the Drink, Hustle, Win podcast, REI Radio, and Radio Pisses, honey. We out.